Waiting inside? Because it'd be beyond diabolical to lure me with food when I'm already so hungry, just to sabotage me and—
One finger pressed to her mouth, silencing her. I'm not sure who you think wants to sabotage you, but I promise, Justice and I won't let that happen. Oh, wow. He said that so convincingly while touching her mouth, and even through her fear, it affected her, making her toes curl in her boots. Believing him, even though that was an insane thing to do, she gave a small nod.
Okay.
Good girl. His hand cupped the side of her face. Now, take a few breaths and try to relax. She nodded, even as her thoughts scrambled. Justice parked, then walked around and opened her door for her. Hoping to hide her continued worries, she teased,
Such a gentleman.
Justice tugged at an ear. Haven't been accused of that too many times. When she stepped out, she felt downright puny next to him. It wasn't just his height, but also the breadth of his chest and shoulders. Boulder shoulders. Even through his leather jacket, she could see the unyielding strength in his body. For whatever reason, even though she felt safe with Lise, Justice made her more at ease. Could be the lack of attraction. She saw Lise as walking, talking sex appeal. Justice was like a big teddy bear, if teddy bears ate steel for breakfast. A second later, his expression alert, Lise was at her side as he waited for Justice to open the back of the SUV. He had a leaner, more honed physique that was no less powerful. Lise, clearly in charge, nearly vibrated with edgy awareness. Justice seemed to be along for the ride. They made interesting cohorts, like mismatched bookends that would nonetheless get the job done. And if she wasn't so worried, she wouldn't mind her role as the only book. How's your ankle? She stared at him blankly.
My ankle?
You were limping earlier.
Oh.
She looked down at her feet, unaware of any problem.
Guess it's okay.
She wiggled her toes.
Must have been a temporary thing.
Good. Any discomfort, just let me know. They each retrieved moderately sized overnight bags, and Justice lifted out her big suitcase.
The wheel broke,
she explained. Not a problem. Justice held it as easily as he would have a pillow. That bugged her. She'd had a devil of a time hauling that awkward heap through the snow, sludge and ice in the alleys. If these two were going to corral her, they could have done so as soon as she'd left the shelter. Maybe then her back and shoulders wouldn't be so tired.
He's a regular beast, isn't he?
She whispered to Lise. Smiling, Lise shrugged, still looking around the area. He's strong. Used to be a fighter, Justice said, proving he'd heard her whisper. Same as Lise. We gave it up to be bodyguards, and gotta say, it's a lot less work. Fascinated, Kat looked between them as they headed into the foyer of the hotel.
Fighters, like boxing, or do you mean street brawlers?
Professional MMA, Justice explained. Mixed martial arts. She knew little about it, but it probably meant they were well-trained.
Why'd you give it up?
Cutting off Justice's answer, Lise said, This place isn't top-notch. Maybe not what you're used to, but it's one of the better hotels in this area. A change of subject. And what did he know about her preferences? She scowled at him.
It's better than the shelter, I'm sure.
Book us two rooms, he told Justice, handing him a card. If they have a suite, that'd be great. If not, a single and a double will do. We'll make sure they're near each other. Right. Leaving the luggage with Lise, Justice walked away toward the front desk. You can grab a seat while we wait, Lise indicated the cushy sofa behind her. Luckily, the lobby was nearly empty this time of night. Other than a couple headed toward the lounge, Kat saw only hotel employees. Big windows and glass doors at the entrance showed another light snow starting, each flake glistening as it danced beneath the lights. A boutique decorated with hearts and flowers for Valentine's Day, as well as several restaurants lined the street across from them. As she sat, Kat thought about the arrangements. Since she'd have a room to herself, she could sneak away if she wanted. But would that be wise? She was out of money, and if she hit the ATM, that'd probably leave a trail. Then again, seeing Justice use the credit card at the front desk, she knew it'd be pretty easy to find her, just by tracking Lise and Justice, which had no doubt been the plan. She'd thought staying with Wayne would completely throw off the bloodhounds. It was so far from her ordinary, everyday life that she hadn't imagined anyone would ever look for her there. Then Wayne had to go and get grabby and ruin those plans. Not that she could have hidden indefinitely anyway. Sooner or later, she had to work out a life for herself.